Welcome to UFO Mysteries at Nightfall, which is your portal to the unexplained. I am your host, Henry Thornton. In this episode, we will be bringing you two brand new cases of unexplained UFO encounters. First, we will hear about the unnerving story of the Pascagoula alien abduction case, the events of which unfolded in 1973. Then later on in the show, we will uncover the bizarre events that took place one summer's evening in Papua New Guinea in 1959, when a missionary, Father Gill, had a rather disturbing interaction with a UFO. So make sure to listen to the episode until the very end, as you don't want to miss a second of this. And now, Case 3, The Pascagoula Abduction, October 11, 1973, Pascagoula, Mississippi. In the first half of today's show, we're diving deep into a nightmare scenario, which played out in Pascagoula, Mississippi on October 11, 1973. A day that would forever be enshrined in the UFO and alien encounter history books. It was on this fateful evening that Calvin Parker and Charles Hickson, two friends who were out for a relaxing evening fishing on the Mississippi River, completely unaware that they would find themselves being taken from the river and on board an alien spacecraft. So let us take a step into the unknown, with UFO Mysteries at Nightfall, where mysteries unfold in the vast expanse above. Together, let's uncover the alien enigma. Over the years, Earth has been a canvas for a wide array of reported alien activities, captivating the imaginations of believers and skeptics alike. These encounters range from mysterious crop circles and puzzling cattle mutilations, to sightings of unidentified flying objects in the skies and alleged close encounters with extraterrestrial beings. Crop circles are intricate patterns that appear mysteriously in fields of crops. Often characterized by their geometric precision and complexity, these formations have sparked debate about their origin. While some attribute crop circles to human hoaxes, others speculate that they are the result of extraterrestrial communication or natural phenomena. The intricate designs and the speed at which they appear have fueled the mystery surrounding crop circles. Some also think the patterns in the crops is the imprint from the lower part of alien crafts. Cattle mutilations are also cited as alien activity on Earth. This involves the unexplained deaths of livestock with peculiar surgical precision, leaving behind unusual wounds and missing organs. Some theories propose that extraterrestrial beings are conducting experiments on Earth's animals. Alien abductions have been a recurring theme in UFO lore. Individuals claim to have been forcibly taken aboard unidentified flying objects, and this ties in with the cattle mutilations. The people who have been taken aboard these alien crafts have reported being subjected to medical examinations, and sometimes returned with memories of the encounters. While skeptics attribute these experiences to sleep paralysis, psychological phenomena, or false memories, abduction accounts continue to fascinate and perplex researchers and enthusiasts. The most common alien activity on planet Earth has to be UFO sightings. This involves the observation of unidentified flying objects in the sky. Witnesses describe seeing unusual lights, craft, or objects that defy conventional explanations. Missing time, a phenomenon often reported in the context of alien encounters and abductions, refers to unaccounted periods during which individuals cannot recall their activities or experiences. In the realm of ufology, missing time is frequently associated with alleged episodes of extraterrestrial abduction. Those who claim to have been abducted by aliens often report a gap in their memory, where hours or even days seem to vanish without explanation. These individuals may find themselves in a different location or circumstance than they remember, with no recollection of the events that transpired during the missing time. The concept of missing time adds an enigmatic layer to the narratives of abduction experiences, prompting speculation about potential psychological aspects, manipulation of memory, or the existence of extraterrestrial technology capable of altering human perception. One of the most intriguing moments in the search for extraterrestrial intelligence occurred on August 15, 1977, when the Big Ear radio telescope at Ohio State University picked up an unusual radio signal from deep space. The signal lasted for just 72 seconds, but was so anomalous that astronomer Jerry R. Amon wrote, "Wow," on the printout, giving rise to the name, the Wow signal. To this day, the origin of the signal remains a mystery. Various hypotheses have been proposed, including natural phenomena and human-made interference, but none fully explain the signal's unique characteristics. The signal remains a tantalizing and unexplained chapter in the ongoing quest for extraterrestrial communication. As well as this, we have astronaut UFO encounters. Astronauts, with their unique vantage points in space, have reported intriguing sightings and experiences that fuel the speculation about UFOs and extraterrestrial encounters. Astronaut Gordon Cooper, one of the original Mercury 7 astronauts, claimed to have witnessed a UFO during his solo spaceflight aboard Mercury Atlas 9 in 1963. He reported seeing a glowing green object that appeared to be pacing his capsule. Cooper's account added a high-profile endorsement to the idea that astronauts have encountered unidentified objects in space. During the historic Apollo 11 mission that landed the first humans on the moon in 1969, astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin reported seeing unidentified objects. The astronauts made coded transmissions discussing the presence of unusual spacecraft or lights near the moon, sparking speculation about potential encounters with extraterrestrial vehicles. In 1991, during the Space Shuttle Discovery mission STS-48, NASA's cameras captured footage of what appeared to be unidentified objects moving in space. The video shows erratic movements and sudden changes in direction, prompting debate among researchers about the nature of the objects. Some claim it as evidence of extraterrestrial activity. Apollo 14 astronaut Edgar Mitchell, the sixth person to walk on the moon, publicly expressed his belief in the existence of extraterrestrial life and UFOs. Mitchell claimed that high-ranking military officials had informed him of UFO sightings and that these encounters were being covered up. His statements added an intriguing dimension to the discourse surrounding astronaut experiences with UFOs. In recent years, there has been a notable increase in UFO sightings reported by military and civilian pilots, adding a new dimension to the discourse surrounding unidentified aerial phenomena. These encounters often involve highly trained and credible individuals, contributing to the credibility of the reports. The encounters range from strange and unexplained objects exhibiting extraordinary maneuvers to sightings of unidentified craft flying at high speeds and altitudes. Pilots equipped with advanced avionics systems and trained to identify conventional aircraft have reported encounters that defy the known laws of physics. Some incidents involve UAPs displaying rapid acceleration, sudden changes in direction, and capabilities beyond the scope of human-made technology. The reports are often accompanied by corroborating radar data and infrared footage, further validating the pilots' accounts. One of the most significant developments in this realm was the declassification of several military videos capturing UAP encounters. These videos, such as the ones released by the U.S. Department of Defense, depict unidentified objects tracked by military aircraft. The pilots in these videos expressed genuine surprise and awe at the object's behavior, sparking widespread interest and renewed attention to the study of UAPs. The increase in pilot sightings has prompted calls for more comprehensive investigations into the nature and origin of these unidentified aerial phenomena. Governments and military organizations around the world have acknowledged the need for further research and a standardized reporting system for pilots to share their experiences without fear of stigma or professional repercussions. The Pentagon's establishment of the UAP Task Force in the United States reflects a growing recognition of the significance of these sightings and their potential implications for national security. As the number of credible pilot UFO sightings continues to rise, the scientific community is increasingly engaged in studying these phenomena. Researchers are exploring possibilities ranging from advanced military technologies to atmospheric anomalies, and even the prospect of extraterrestrial visitation. The challenge remains to separate verifiable evidence from speculation and to encourage open dialogue among pilots, scientists, and the public to better understand these intriguing aerial mysteries. The pilot sightings contribute valuable data to the ongoing quest for answers, emphasizing the need for a collaborative and transparent approach to investigating unidentified aerial phenomena. Perhaps the most terrifying type of alien activity reported on Earth would have to be close encounters. This refers to direct interactions between humans and extraterrestrial beings. These encounters are often categorized into different types, with the most famous classification system developed by J. Allen Hynek. Close encounters involve varying degrees of interaction, from visual sightings, close encounters of the first kind, to physical contact or communication, close encounters of the third kind. These encounters form a cornerstone of UFO research and storytelling. As we explore the myriad facets of reported alien activity on Earth, it's essential to approach these phenomena with a critical mindset. While some incidents may have logical explanations, the enigma surrounding others persists. The rich tapestry of UFO sightings, abductions, crop circles, and cattle mutilations continues to spark curiosity, inviting exploration into the mysteries that linger beyond our understanding. Imagine a quiet evening, the air thick with the sounds of the Mississippi River. Little did two fishermen, Calvin Parker and Charles Hickson, know that their lives were about to be forever altered by an encounter that defied all earthly explanation. In this episode, we immerse ourselves in the details of this unsettling event, exploring the mysterious and often eerie world of alien encounters. Get ready for a narrative that transcends time and space as we navigate through the twists and turns of the Pascagoula abduction. Join me as we sift through witness accounts, official investigations, and the lingering questions that continue to surround this inexplicable event. Pascagoula is a city in Jackson County, Mississippi, nestled on the Gulf of Mexico. The city is located on the banks of the Pascagoula River, and this plays a large part in the look and feel of the town, giving residents easy access to breathtaking views and lots of water sport activities. The residents of Pascagoula take a great pride in their maritime heritage and southern charm. It is a close-knit community which offers a welcoming and friendly atmosphere. Traditionally, the main source of employment in the city is in maritime trades. It is home to one of the biggest shipyards in the USA, and it contributes significantly to the local economy. Pascagoula is surrounded by the natural beauty of the Gulf of Mexico and offers residents and visitors access to coastal landscapes and recreational activities. The waterfront areas, parks, and green spaces contribute to the town's aesthetic appeal, making it an attractive place for those who appreciate the outdoors. Pascagoula has faced numerous challenges over the years, including the impact of hurricanes on the Gulf Coast. The community has demonstrated resilience in rebuilding and recovering from natural disasters, showcasing the determination and spirit of its residents. Overall, Pascagoula is a town with a distinct identity shaped by its maritime heritage, community spirit, and the natural beauty of its Gulf Coast location. It was the night of October 11, 1973, in Pascagoula, Mississippi. Two men, Calvin Parker and Charles Hickson, were out night fishing, just spending a quiet evening on the Pascagoula River. Just two ordinary men having an enjoyable evening. Calvin Parker was a shipyard worker living in Pascagoula. He worked as a foreman, and Hickson was his co-worker at the shipyard. Both were engaged in the routine of a working-class life. The pair were enjoying their evening fishing when they heard a mysterious whizzing sound. When they looked up, they both saw two blue lights flashing and a strange, luminous, oval-shaped craft in the sky above them. Suddenly, the unidentified object began to descend from above. As the craft approached, the two men felt conscious but at the same time paralyzed when suddenly there was the emergence of three humanoid entities that looked robotic or mechanical in nature. These beings had claw-like hands, robotic slit mouths, and moved with an unsettling sense of purpose. Suddenly, Parker and Hickson found themselves being levitated by these aliens onto their spacecraft. While aboard the craft, they experienced a surreal environment, encountering technological and sensory elements that were beyond their comprehension. The beings communicated with them telepathically. The abduction was brief, but they reported that the aliens, three of them, had made them levitate and subjected them to a medical examination. They described the aliens as having wrinkled skin and claw-like hands, but no eyes. The two men said they were frightened beyond belief, but after the entities had concluded their examination, Parker and Hickson were returned to their fishing spot unharmed, and this was a seemingly instantaneous transition from the interior of the craft back to the location where they had initially been fishing. However, they had no memory of the time that elapsed between their abduction and their return. As they grappled with the bizarre memories and emotions associated with the encounter, Parker and Hickson eventually came to the realization that something extraordinary had occurred during the time they couldn't account for. After realizing what had happened, Parker and Hickson contacted local law enforcement to report their experience. leading to an investigation and subsequent media attention. As news of the Pascagoula abduction spread like wildfire, local authorities found themselves grappling with an unprecedented situation. The accounts provided by Calvin Parker and Charles Hickson were not easily dismissed, prompting an official response. Law enforcement and government agencies faced the daunting task of investigating an incident that transcended the boundaries of conventional understanding. Ufologists drawn to the case like moths to a flame descended upon Pascagoula, eager to examine the details of this extraordinary encounter. Official statements and investigations were launched, seeking to shed light on the events of that October night. Interviews with Parker and Hickson were conducted to extract every detail and nuance of their accounts. The challenge lay in reconciling the extraordinary nature of their story with the need for a rational and grounded explanation. Media coverage amplified the narrative, casting the Pascagoula abduction into the spotlight. Newspapers, television, and radio broadcasts disseminated the details of the encounter, captivating the public's imagination and fueling a fervent interest in the unknown. The small town of Pascagoula became a focal point for those intrigued by the prospect of extraterrestrial contact. Public reaction to the incident was diverse and complex. Skeptics questioned the validity of the claims, searching for alternative explanations that could debunk the idea of an extraterrestrial encounter. Believers, on the other hand, saw the Pascagoula abduction as a watershed moment, further validating their convictions in the existence of otherworldly beings. For Parker and Hickson, the aftermath of their encounter was a complex set of emotions. The psychological impact of being confronted by beings from beyond the stars reverberated long after that fateful night. Fear, confusion, and a profound sense of the unknown lingered, casting a shadow over their daily lives. Nightmares haunted their sleep, and the ordinary became fraught with a perpetual undercurrent of unease. Their story thrust them into an unexpected spotlight, making them reluctant celebrities in the world of ufology. The burden of scrutiny from skeptics was taking its toll on them emotionally. As the years unfolded, some researchers sought to corroborate the details of the encounter through new investigations, while skeptics re-examined the case with a critical eye, searching for any inconsistencies or alternative explanations. UFO experts and researchers have delved into the Pascagoula abduction, offering valuable insights into the case. Some emphasize the uniqueness of the encounter, highlighting the detailed and consistent nature of Parker and Hickson's accounts. They point to the emotional intensity and the lasting impact on the witnesses as indicators of an experience that transcends conventional understanding. One theory that emerged involves the possibility of a military experiment or test aircraft that may have been misidentified by Parker and Hickson. Proponents of this idea argue that the clandestine nature of military operations could explain the mysterious craft witnessed that night. However, this theory raises questions about the reported alien entities with claw-like hands that looked robotic. As our exploration of the Pascagoula abduction comes to a close, let's reflect on the arguments for and against this being a genuine alien abduction. Let's start with the points against the Pascagoula abduction being a true UFO encounter. Firstly, we have missing physical evidence. One of the main challenges in accepting the Pascagoula abduction as a genuine UFO encounter is the lack of tangible evidence. There are no photographs, video recordings, or physical traces associated with the alleged incident. Now, this is an interesting point, and it is one that, if we take it to its logical conclusion, will show that we don't actually need a video recording in order to prove that the abductions actually happened. For instance, we have absolutely no video evidence whatsoever of the men who built the pyramids in Egypt. However, we do not require such a video, as we know for a fact that thousands of men built them. Possible psychological factors. Skeptics propose that psychological factors such as hallucinations, false memories, or stress could have contributed to the perceived encounter. The trauma associated with the experience may have influenced the witnesses' recollections. This is also a very good point. However, the question must be asked, why would two grown men who were relatively fit and healthy have breakdowns and suffer from hallucinations all at the same time? Now, it is not unusual for one person out of two to suffer a breakdown or see things that aren't there. But for both people to do it at the same time, the chances of that happening are minuscule. So minuscule, in fact, that you probably have a better chance of winning the lotto 10 weeks in a row. Now let's look at points for the Pascagoula abduction, being a true UFO encounter. There is a consistency in testimony. Both Calvin Parker and Charles Hickson provided consistent accounts of the events, detailing similar experiences during the alleged abduction. The coherence in their testimonies is often cited as a strength, supporting the authenticity of the encounter. The emotional distress exhibited by the witnesses, particularly the immediate and long-term psychological effects on Parker and Hickson, is seen by some as a genuine response to a traumatic experience. This emotional aspect is considered evidence of a real and impactful event. Lack of motive for hoax. Skeptics often look for motives when evaluating claims of UFO encounters. In the case of Parker and Hickson, there is no apparent motive for perpetuating a hoax. They were not seeking fame or financial gain, and if anything, were reluctant to come forward with their story initially. Parker and Hickson both have witness credibility. At the time of the incident, both witnesses were considered to be reliable individuals with no history of fabrication or exaggeration. Their backgrounds were scrutinized, and there was no apparent reason to doubt their credibility. In conclusion, the Pascagoula abduction remains one of the most terrifying cases of alien abduction the UFO community have ever researched. On one hand, the men were returned back to their original camp spot without any injuries, and on the other hand, the men were taken without their consent and experimented on, and had sharp devices scraping away at them. Was this the aliens doing tests? Understand how to help the human race? Or was it to prepare for an alien war and total annihilation of planet Earth? Case 4. Father Gill UFO Sighting. June 26, 1959. Papua New Guinea. Picture this, in the remote and picturesque village of Boyanai, Papua New Guinea. Something utterly extraordinary was about to unfold here that nobody on the planet could have predicted. Father William Booth Gill, a missionary on a sacred mission, would become a central figure in a tale that defies our understanding of the cosmos. What happened on that mysterious night is etched in the annals of UFO history as one of the most perplexing and unexplained encounters to date. The very mention of Father Gill's name sends shivers down the spine of those fascinated by the unknown. The very mention of Father Gill's name sends shivers down the spine of those fascinated by the unknown. In this case, we will try to unpack the mystery surrounding Father Gill's experience. It's essential to understand that the man behind this saga, Father William Booth Gill, a name which is synonymous with devotion, played a pivotal role in the unfolding events of that remarkable night. Gill was a dedicated missionary, and he found himself on a sacred mission in the lush landscapes of Papua New Guinea. He was working in the dense jungles with the vibrant cultures and the communities far away from the bustling world. It was in this unique setting that Father Gill's story begins to weave itself into the fabric of UFO history. Father Gill's presence in the community went beyond the walls of the mission. He became a trusted figure, a bridge between worlds, the spiritual and the earthly. The significance of his work and the impact on the lives of those he touched cannot be overstated. His presence was more than a religious influence. It became a beacon of hope, a source of guidance. The crisp Boyanai night began like any other, as the sun dipped below the horizon. Father Gill, along with several other locals, stood outside the church engaged in casual conversation. The atmosphere is typical for a quiet evening. The quiet village, surrounded by dense foliage, was immersed in the symphony of the night. Suddenly, a bright light catches the attention of everyone present. The group falls silent as they witness an unusual object in the night sky, taking on a saucer-like shape. The witnesses are perplexed, and Father Gill observes the phenomenon with a mix of curiosity and amazement. The mysterious light intensifies, revealing the alien-like figures within the craft. The witnesses exchange bewildered glances. Father Gill remains composed, trying to comprehend the unfolding event. Gil raises his hand and waves. His followers look at him for a moment before they all look to the alien craft and wave as well. On board the spaceship, the leader of the aliens watches as Gil and the others wave at the craft. He pauses before raising his hand towards Gil and his followers. The UFO hovers, emitting a soft, otherworldly glow. Father Gil signals to the beings using a flashlight, attempting to establish communication. The witnesses watch in awe as the extraterrestrial visitors respond with lights from their craft. The UFO descends slowly, coming closer to the ground. The humanoid figures are more visible now, and a silent exchange of signals ensues between Father Gil and the beings in the craft. The witnesses are astonished by the otherworldly communication. The UFO hovers for a few more moments before ascending into the night sky. As it disappears, the witnesses are left in stunned silence. Father Gil and the others exchange glances, processing the inexplicable event that unfolded before them. The night in Boyanai returns to its usual tranquility, while Father Gil and the witnesses gather to discuss the profound experience they just shared and how it challenged their perceptions of the universe. When one stops to think about it for a moment, this encounter is absolutely remarkable. Father Gil, a humble missionary, reaching out to entities beyond our comprehension and communicated with them. Not through words, but a series of gestures and signals. What were the messages exchanged in the silent language of the night? What profound significance did these interactions hold for Father Gil and those bearing witness to this ethereal dialogue? Did they bring about a connection between the aliens and those awestruck witnesses in Boyanai? How did a man of faith grapple with an encounter that stretched the boundaries of religious understanding? The witnesses, too, stood at the nexus of awe and uncertainty as they observed their trusted missionary engaging with the otherworldly. The significance of this interaction resonates far beyond the confines of that singular night. It becomes a testament to the inexplicable connections that can form between disparate worlds, a celestial handshake that leaves an indelible mark on those who dared to look up and question the mysteries above. In the wake of that momentous night in Boyanai, Papua New Guinea, investigations were launched to pierce through the veil of mystery. Yet, as with so many UFO incidents, answers remain elusive. One notable investigator involved in the process was Dr. Berthold Schwartz, a respected anthropologist and ethologist with expertise in studying human behavior and belief systems. Dr. Schwartz approached the investigation with a scientific mindset, emphasizing the need for objective analysis and careful consideration of all factors involved. His initial inquiries focused on interviewing Father Gil and the other witnesses to obtain first-hand accounts of the events that transpired on that fateful night. Detailed interviews were conducted to document the sequence of events, the observed characteristics of the UFO, and the perceived communication between the witnesses and the humanoid figures. One crucial aspect of the investigation was the attempt to rule out natural or man-made phenomena that could explain the reported UFO sighting. Dr. Schwartz collaborated with astronomers and meteorologists to analyze the celestial conditions on the night of the encounter. The goal was to identify any celestial bodies or atmospheric events that might have contributed to the witnessed phenomena, such as unusual cloud formations, meteorological anomalies, or celestial alignments. Photographic evidence played a significant role in the investigation. Witnesses, including Father Gil, had attempted to capture the UFO on film. The photographs were carefully examined by experts in photography and image analysis. While the images were intriguing, they were not clear enough to see properly due to the limitations of the technology at the time. Dr. Schwartz also delved into the psychological aspects of the witnesses' experiences. He considered factors such as group dynamics, suggestion, and the power of belief in shaping perceptions. The goal was to determine whether psychological influences could have contributed to the creation of a shared narrative that aligned with the witnesses' expectations. Despite the comprehensive investigation, Dr. Schwartz and his team faced challenges in reaching a definitive conclusion. The witnesses maintained the authenticity of their accounts, and no conclusive evidence disproving their claims emerged. The scientific community remained divided on the interpretation of the Boyanai UFO encounter. The investigation into Father Gil's UFO encounter remains a case of enduring mystery. While skeptics continue to propose naturalistic explanations, UFO enthusiasts and some researchers uphold the event as evidence of extraterrestrial contact. The Boyanai incident has left an indelible mark on the history of UFO studies, prompting ongoing debate and speculation about the existence of unidentified flying objects and the possibility of contact with beings from beyond Earth. Other researchers delved into the testimonies of Father Gill and the witnesses, attempting to decipher the enigma that unfolded in the nocturnal skies. What were the conclusions drawn from these investigations? And did they bring us any closer to understanding the nature of the UFO visitation? Skeptics propose alternative explanations for the event, challenging the narrative of an otherworldly encounter. Were the lights merely misidentified natural phenomena? Or was there a more mundane explanation that eluded those caught in the thrall of the extraordinary? The skeptical viewpoint, a necessary aspect of any scientific inquiry, invites us to question and scrutinize. It forces us to consider possibilities beyond the fantastical, urging us to tread carefully on the blurry line between belief and skepticism. Skeptics offered various explanations for Father Gill and the witnesses' reported UFO encounter in Boyanai, Papua New Guinea, on June 26, 1959. Some of the common skeptical perspectives include the misinterpretation of natural phenomena. Skeptics suggested that the observed bright light and saucer-like shape could have been misinterpretations of natural phenomena, such as a meteor, unusual cloud formations, or atmospheric phenomena. Optical illusions and unfamiliarity with such occurrences might have played a role in the witnesses perceiving the event as extraterrestrial. Other skeptics propose that psychological factors such as collective hysteria, suggestion, or a shared belief in the existence of UFOs could have influenced the witnesses' perceptions. Group dynamics and the power of suggestion might have contributed to the creation of a shared narrative that aligned with their expectations. This is a point that, really, shouldn't have to be addressed, but I will take a moment to do just that. For this point to hold true, it would mean that Father Gill and 15 to 20 of his parishioners would all have had to suffer hallucinations at the same time, or all freaked the hell out. Now, dear listener, I ask the question to you. Have you ever been in a large group of friends together, say around 20, and you have all freaked out instantaneously? Or you have all suffered from the exact same hallucinations at the same time? I imagine that every single one of you who are listening to this will not have ever experienced anything like this, nor will your parents, workmates, other family members. It is impossible. Skeptics also questioned the interpretation of communication between Father Gill and the supposed humanoid figures. They argued that the light signals exchanged might have been coincidental or unrelated to the observer's actions. The perceived communication could have been a result of pareidolia, wherein the human mind tends to perceive familiar patterns or meaningful connections in random stimuli. It could have been a possible hoax, was suggested, the possibility of intentional deception or misreporting. They speculated that Father Gill and the witnesses might have fabricated or exaggerated the details of the encounter for attention, religious reasons, or other motivations. Now, I want to take a moment to consider this point, dear listener. Father Gill was a trusted and respected priest, a missionary who took his faith and his position very seriously. He believed that spreading the word of God to the inhabitants of Papua New Guinea was his calling in life. So, when someone has such a deep faith and devotion to what they are doing, we have to ask the question, why on earth would he lie about such a thing? It makes no sense whatsoever for a priest or any religious figurehead to concoct a story about having an encounter with a UFO or aliens. There are a couple of reasons for this, and they are quite simple, really. First of all, priests and clergymen are not supposed to lie. They are meant to be honest and truthful and practice what they preach. The second reason is the most important one. If a religious leader was to start pretending that they had another worldly encounter of some kind, they would be in real danger of making a complete mockery of their religion, of everything that they stand for and represent. One would really have to question why a person would do that, not only to themselves, but to the potentially billions of other followers of their religion as well, and understand that it is highly unlikely anyone on earth would make up such a story in such circumstance. It's essential to note that despite skeptical viewpoints, the Boyanai UFO encounter remains an unsolved mystery, and there is no conclusive evidence supporting or refuting the authenticity of the reported events. The incident continues to be a subject of interest and debate among UFO researchers and enthusiasts. As we consider the broader implications of such encounters for the study of UFO phenomena, we are drawn into a cosmic tapestry that challenges our understanding of the universe. The Father Gill incident, like many others, invites us to ponder the existence of extraterrestrial life, the nature of interstellar communication, and the mysteries that await us beyond the boundaries of our home planet. Now that this case is drawing to a close, dear listener, as always, we encourage you to let the echoes of the Father Gill UFO encounter linger in your thoughts. What are the implications of such otherworldly phenomena on our understanding of existence? How do these encounters shape our perceptions of the cosmos and our place within it? Before we part ways, stay tuned for future episodes where we'll continue to unravel the mysteries that reside in the uncharted territories of the unknown. Until then, as always, keep looking up to the skies and never stop searching for the truth.